97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
St. Louis. Morning Brief.
And ultimately, these new restrictions that St. Louis County just passed are going to be a good thing. This passed 6-1 vote, and what it does is it bans asking for money in an aggressive manner. So it says it bans that for motorists. It traffic stops, bus stops within 15 feet of an ATM or on private property during inclement weather and at night.
What's the definition of an aggressive manner?
Glad you asked that. It says it defines aggressive behavior as touching someone without their permission, which I would hope so. Intimidation, continuing to ask for money even when someone has declined, blocking traffic, using obscene or abusive language, or causing someone to fear bodily harm.
Okay.
They've tried to do this before, but a judge has continuously struck it down.
Yeah, they'll find a way around this one, too. They'll hire a good attorney and, wow.
Well, Sam Page still has to sign it. And I could just see him trying to stick it to the council, especially given what they did yesterday. They officially rebuked him yesterday because of his appointments to the St. Louis County Police Board. Remember, he appointed the two people. Council says, whoa, you went against county law. You can't do that without our approval. He says, the charter allows me to do that. But there's this legal issue, they're saying, with the way he went about it. Like, for example, it says appointees must undergo a background check before they can serve on the board. That didn't happen with these two people that Page appointed.
Right.
They also have to file an appointment certificate with the county clerk. That didn't happen. It says the board also requires, and I didn't know this, it requires its members to state their political party. Now, both of the new appointees, they're members of the Independent Party. Well, Missouri law doesn't recognize the independents as an official political party, so technically they wouldn't be qualified to serve.
I wonder when they switched their registration to independent.
Guess who was the sole vote in support of Page?
Lisa Clancy.
Yep. Ding, ding,
oh,
ding ding,
ding, ding, ding. We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. That's fun. They're changing the rules for deer hunting this year for my friends out there who are looking forward to hunting season, which will be coming up in September, the early season. Part of the early season is. So several regulation changes this fall, including a reduced buck limit for non-residents, an earlier youth season. So finally what they've done here, Kim, youth season, the early youth season, used to fall on Halloween all the time.
That's
which really messed up young hunters who wanted to both hunt and do Halloween. Mm-hmm. So now they've moved it back another week. So it's like 3 weeks before the regular hunting season instead of what was like a week or two, however that works out. So if you're going for the youth hunt, check the dates because they have now moved that.
I feel for all the ladies whose husbands will be requesting to go deer hunting many times.
Yes, indeed.
Honey, I only got a doe. I need a buck. I have to go back again.
I'm going back to the woods. Leave me alone.
I have to do rifle season. I have to do bow season. I need to do them all. And then I need to do pheasant season in February or January.
You sound like a hunting widow, Kim.
I'm a proud hunting wife.
Okay, there you go. Not
yeah,
a hunting
that's okay.
widow.
Okay, you know what? We get deer sticks out of it. And I do love a good deer stick.
There you go.
Cell phone bans already in effect in Missouri in classrooms, and now Illinois is trying to roll out the same thing. There was this bill that was just signed last month by Governor Pritzker. And what it does, it's a little different than what Missouri did, because Missouri just said, nope, you can't have your cell phone with you in class. But Illinois is saying that the actual individual school districts must come up with their own cell phone policy, and they have to have it in place before the start of the 2027-2028 school year. So they've got basically this school year to figure things out, and then it has to be in full effect.
Okay.
But what's confusing is it sounds like it's going to be district to district. Some districts will say you can have it here, but not there. And then other districts will say, oh, no, you can't have it at all, actually. I don't know.
I don't. I think it's a good question. I would have preferred a more thorough policy or statewide policy, something like that.
Yeah. But I think this is pretty cool. Also, maybe a little weird. Walmart is eyeing drone delivery for St. Charles City and Maplewood. They're in talks. Nothing is official. But they're basically this company that operates them for Walmart. It's called Wing. They do
right.
the drones. They're saying that the deliveries can be made in a driveway, front yard, or side yard, that the drones typically fly around 150 feet up, and they can carry up to 5 pounds. But they're really wanting buy-in from the community before the program would take off, no pun intended.
I just don't. I mean, what's the advantage of it? I mean, the drone can only the drone can only deliver one item at a time, so you've got the flight time for it to go there and come back.
Yeah, but you don't have to hire a driver. I mean, you have to have a drone operator, but you don't have to have someone filling up their gas tank and taking one of the company cars or their own car and then trying to get there. You can think about how many delivery. You could have one person fly it there, fly it back, and then immediately start doing the other one, not having to deal with traffic. You don't have the insurance issue. I mean, there's all kinds of issues you'd have to deal with when you have someone out there driving.
I will say the other day I needed something in a hurry. I go on Amazon. They had it to me 4 hours later.
It's kind of scary.
It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And they didn't use a drone. They used a truck.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Last one. This one's just dumbfounding to me. PETA's offering $5,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction on someone who abandoned four guinea pigs in one of those plastic exercise balls in O'Fallon, Missouri. Three of the four died. The other one's recovering. But they basically think they, like, baked to death because the day they were dumped, the temperatures exceeded 95 degrees.
Oh, that's awful.
That's like one of those, almost like a magnifying glass when you have it in that clear little ball.
It's just cruel. I mean, they've got their thing. They could have donated that $5,000 to the homeless
to missing children. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's sad about the guinea pigs. Know. Do not get me started on this. PETA, you're ridiculous. That money could be better spent.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, we will talk to Nicole Murray, get you a check of business for you, and we'll talk more about the loss of the ZZ Top drummer at about 45.
Get more at 971talk.com.